What's up, y'all? It's your girl Kenelia back for another episode of Black News, a podcast where we break down current events, hot topics, and local stories involving Black people. Now let's get into it. On a random weeknight or weekend night, a young and fabulous Keke Palmer goes to the Usher concert in Las Vegas with her homegirls and what appears to be her bodyguard to have a fantastic time. Okay, if y'all haven't went out to see Usher, y'all need to get out to see Usher. Okay, if you hadn't gone to see that residency, you still got an opportunity. Now, I done looked at tickets because y'all know I told y'all about the MGM package, and it looked like they sold out through October, which is supposedly the last round of shows. So unless you buy on like resale, StubHub, or wherever, hey, you may be missing out. But young Keke was out enjoying her life, living it up. Y'all know, and we've seen clips from the last 2 years where Usher does this. If there is a woman celebrity in the audience, Usher either serenades them, dances with them. He used to bring them on stage. That has been Issa Rae, Taraji P. Henson, Teyana Taylor, Kimora Lee Simmons, you name it. Usher has danced with them, serenaded with them, flirted, been fun. It's a part of the show. That is a part of the show. He gets to Keke Palmer. Keke Palmer, who has been the same Keke Palmer, has had the same personality, outgoing. She is an entertainer. Enjoys the moment, flirts with Usher, hugs him, sings along to There Goes My Baby, turns around. She had on a two-piece. It was like an underdress sheer Givenchy outfit where the back was like a thong or had like a high booty cut. Looking fabulous. Okay. Looking good. Because y'all know Keke done had that baby and the baby body in his body. And okay. Body down, like she be saying. She did that. Had a good time moment. It went viral on social media. We all like, Keke, ha, ha, ha. That's so fun because Usher be doing that. Because, again, he's been doing this for like 2 years. We all minding our business. And side note, I didn't upload an episode last week because your girl was off. I booked me a last-minute trip out of town. Okay, your girl was in the vacation spot. I got sunburned. My scalp burnt. My lip burnt up. Back burnt up. But I had a good time. So, sorry I did not get to post. But I did get a chance to see what was going on. And apparently Keke's baby daddy, Darius Jackson, saw what was going on as well. Because when that happened, he responded via Twitter and said, he reposted the picture or the video or the clip and said, "It's the outfit though. You a mom." Then proceeds to keep going and say, "We live in a generation where a man of the family doesn't want the wife and mother to his kids to showcase booty cheeks to please others, and he gets told how much of a hater he is. This is my family and my representation. I have standards and morals to what I believe. I rest my case." He proceeds to get dragged. Now, I don't think this went the way he thought. I don't think he thought the entire internet was going to latch onto this and it was going to now blow up to the point where it was on CNN, MSNBC, People Magazine, USA Today. Every news publication was talking about Keke baby daddy, and they wasn't even using the young brother's name. They were just calling him Keke's baby daddy. So I have so many thoughts to this. Okay. So many, but let me just real quick while I think about it. He said we live in a generation where he don't want the mother of his kids to showcase booty cheeks and all this other stuff. This is his family representation and he has some standards and morals. They're not married. And I don't know what agreement they have amongst themselves and each other about what this family standard is. But immediately, that's the first thing that stood out to me, because y'all had a baby out of wedlock. The tradition ain't really traditioning. Okay, it ain't really traditioning, but there's so much with this. Okay, so a couple things, because I wrote a couple questions down to make sure I hit everything, because this had me triggered. Okay, So the first thing, were they in a relationship? Because sometimes people have children together, they were in a relationship, they have a baby, they aren't in a relationship. We assume that they were. Sometimes people in the relationship assume that you are because the baby is now involved. We do not know the specifics of their relationship, if they are really in one, if they broke up or together. Some people I know who are in the industry are telling me that they were not officially together when she was at the Usher concert. They were just co-parents. Some other people are saying that they were in a relationship. So I think that has to be said and stated, or we need to realize as the public that we do not know the status of their relationship. He could have tweeted that and really thought that they was like together. But even if they were together, it sounds like the dynamics of the relationship and what people should and shouldn't do and expectations were not discussed. Now with that, next question. Has Keke Palmer's personality changed? She had a baby recently. The body changed. She looking gooder than she was, like gooder than a mug. Okay. Has she changed? From my perspective, no. Keke Palmer has always had the same personality, been the same outgoing entertainer, always had the same charisma, always been in the entertainment business, musician, actress, model. She's always taking great pictures. When it's time to be sexy, she can turn it up. When it's time to dress down, she can dress down. Keke Palmer has been consistent from where I'm standing. So when I saw the outfit and the post before the baby daddy responded, I did not think something to the effect of, why is she doing this? She's trying to get attention. I thought, that looks great. Move on. Because it wasn't out of the ordinary for Keke Palmer or an entertainer. Because I don't think people realize, because a lot of people who aren't in the business were chiming in on the internet. And I think one important thing out of many that people keep forgetting, because they keep saying, if this was my girl and my wife wouldn't be doing this and my wife wouldn't be doing that. You're right, because your wife is not an entertainer. Your girlfriend is not an entertainer. Entertainers entertain. Look at Usher, take him for example. Usher does this at each show and been doing this for years. Why? Because he's an entertainer. Go back to YouTube and Google Usher Trading Places Live. One of Usher's other tours back in the day, when he would do the song Trading Places, he would bring a fan up from the crowd and he would do a lap dance and a whole performance with a girl from the audience. He's been doing this. Why? Because he entertains. Keke entertains. She knows how to get reaction and input from her fan base. And by her interacting with Usher the way that she did, she knows that how women feel about Usher. So her doing that was what Keke Palmer does and what her job is to do, which is entertain. And side note, it's going to be another noisy day. Okay. Everything around me is making noise. So if you hear a dog or music or cars honking, I'm so sorry. Okay. Continuing on. Now, why did young Darius tweet instead of text her or call her? I do not know. To me, that's one of the wildest parts about this, that for somebody who says he has morals and standards and seems to want to live in this traditional family structure, Pap and Granddad and Daddy and them ain't going running to social media and voicing their opinion. They hitting you on your line. They calling you and texting you. Yo, that's what you wearing. That's what you doing. Wow. They hit you with the wow. That's crazy. On your phone. So him texting this or sending or tweeting this rather, to that. Now I'm confused about that. Now, some people were bringing up that they don't think, and I probably mentioned this maybe a couple minutes ago, they don't think that he realized how popular or beloved Keke Palmer was, or the fact that he's not as popular. So he may have thought he can just go under the radar and say something and not too many people will latch on. Or maybe he did because we are in a new generation where things can go viral. So maybe he thought saying that was going to get people on his side. Who knows? But I bet you he won't do that shit again. Okay. Now, the next one. This is one of my favorites. Is he mad about the outfit or is he mad about Usher? Because my money is on he mad about Usher. Let me elaborate. This man over Kiki's pregnancy and afterwards has posted pictures of her pregnant belly with her just holding her naked breast. The breast wasn't out, but she was holding it and she had nothing but like bottoms. He posted her picture or a video of her when she had that leopard body suit on after the baby, when the body was bodying, her clapping her ass cheeks on social media. He posted that laughing and thinking it was cute. He had no problem or has had no problem this whole time. She has been on this post-pregnancy run doing interviews and press and promotions, all this other stuff, looking snatched, titty and all of this stuff. He had no problem with that. Hell, he had no problem going with her to meet the Vice President of the United States. But that's necessarily not related to the outfit. I just want to throw that in there because she was throwing this young man opportunities. He had no problem with that. Had no problem with it. And again, I'm leaning heavily on to the body, the leopard bodysuit and the ass cheeks clapping. He had no problem when he posted that. But when she was at the Usher concert with the sheer Givenchy dress on, he had a problem with that and said, it's the outfit though, you a mom. She was a mom with the booty cheeks clapping and the leopard bodysuit. My perception of this is one thing for a man to know you look good, but it seems to hit him a little harder when he realizes somebody with more than him know his girl look good too. Because what, from my perspective, can be very intimidating is the reality of, oh shit, these men want her and I can't compete, without really accepting the fact that when a woman is with you, she with you. She got a baby by you. And if they were in a relationship, I'm sorry. She coming home to you, buddy. You ain't got nothing to worry about. And side note, Usher does this at every concert. He is not getting with all of these women. He is in a committed relationship and has two new babies by a woman that he is committed to. Usher don't want Kiki Palmer. But a lot of times we let our insecurities get in the way. And it appears that this man did not or could not manage those feelings, and instead of coming right out and saying, Usher singing to my girl and my girl looking like she'd have an opportunity with a man who has money and stature, because that bothers me, I'm going to twist it and make it about the outfit. That to me is what it translated into, and he couldn't say that, so he had to make it about the outfit. My response to that, get y'all some therapy. Next on my list of questions, would I wear the outfit as Cornelia Stradwick, the stand-up comedian, the host, the writer, the podcaster? I would not wear that outfit specifically because my booty wouldn't look as good as Kiki Palmer booty in that. But would I look dressed sexy and wear something that I felt like made me feel like my best self? Absolutely. It wouldn't be that, but I wouldn't, if one of my homegirls went to the concert with me and they had that on, girl, wear that. Let's go. We out. Let wear it. Do the spin around. Wear. Let's go. Do I think Kiki Palmer should have worn that? Absolutely. Because why? Kiki Palmer's an entertainer. She wears things like that. Other entertainers wear the sheer number with the booty out is in style. Gabrielle Union was just on the red carpet with it. We saw the sheer outfit theme at the Oscars after party just a couple of months ago, earlier this year. Everybody had the sheer outfit on. This is a trend. It ain't just like Kiki Palmer, the only one in the world wearing this. You know who else is wearing it? Entertainers. If I were Kiki Palmer, would I wear that? Absolutely. Do I understand when men who've been on social media say things like, my girl would never wear that. My wife wouldn't wear that. We have a problem. She ain't gonna wear that. Nope, there ain't no wife of mine. That's true, because you'd never marry Kiki Palmer. your wife and girlfriend isn't Keke Palmer, and it ain't gonna be the equivalent to Keke Palmer. Y'all not dating entertainers with a solidified career. Keke Palmer's career, the machine has been moving, the train has been leaving the station well before that man got there. So this idea that when now that he has arrived or that she has a baby, that she should change all of that and no longer entertain is delusional. So for people who were saying, my wife, you right. Tanisha from Jacksonville ain't wearing that because she's Tanisha from Jacksonville. But Keke Palmer from Chicago, the big boss, the star of the movie Nope that was recently in theaters, she will wear that because she's Keke Palmer from Chicago. Next up, would I get mad, me personally, if my man was getting serenaded or twerked on? This is another one that I love. If y'all don't realize or remember this, when Janet Jackson used to be on tour, I'm talking about Velvet Rope Janet Jackson, sex, super sexy Janet Jackson. She used to do a part of the show before as well, where she would bring a man up on stage, tie him to this apparatus, and she would straddle him, give him she would ride him. She would be freaky with him. I'm talking about dudes was on there losing their minds. If my dude back in the day or present day, with his favorite singer, got called up on stage, you better take your ass up on that stage. I am not one of those people who believes in making people miss once in a lifetime opportunity with fans. You know why? Because I know that celebrity don't want your ass. Why? Because you're not on her level. You in the crowd with me. She don't want you. So guess what? Carry your ass up there and get that lap dance, because you probably not going to have that opportunity ever again. And I'm not going to be the one to hold you back from experiencing that. I think it's fantastic, because you know what? If Usher called me on stage back in the day to do the Trading Places dance routine and a lap dance, I would have went up there, and you ain't going to stop me, because you know why? I'm not going to end up with Usher. I think to me, and I think that seems to be the misconception, that between men and women, a lot of men think or are fearful, and I'm just saying allegedly, that a celebrity man actually does have the opportunity to take his girl, which could be valid because men date down and men get with fans all the time. So when men ask that question, like, you would be mad if I went up there with a woman. No, he wouldn't, because she don't want your ass, because it seems like there's a double standard, which I'm fine with. But again, to answer the question, would I get mad if my man got twerked on? If Megan Thee Stallion told my man to come on stage and she twerked on his face, you better take your ass up there with Megan Thee Stallion, and I'm going to record it with my iPhone camera. We going to get this footage. Okay, next question. Is Keke Palmer's baby daddy a hotep? And I'm asking this because y'all know when something hit the internet, the sleuths start to sleuthing. And they done dug up tweets from years ago from this man where apparently he is a police brutality apologist. He, when Alton Sterling, who died at the hands of police, what came about that situation was I Can't Breathe. Y'all remember when he was choked for selling either CDs or loose cigarettes? I forget what Alton was selling or doing, but he was killed by the hands of police. Keke baby daddy was tweeting and talking about you should just comply, and if he would have complied, this wouldn't have happened, and X, Y, and Z. They also said he was a Kevin Samuel-like, and y'all already know how I feel about Kevin Samuel. Mm-mm. They were finding a bunch of other conservative talking points and hotepish ideals put out about this young brother. So, hey, at this point, I feel like with the internet, we should know better, because if you say something, step out of line, people going to start doing and digging dirt. So they have dug dirt, and it appears that maybe him and Keke Palmer aren't together anymore. And I'm wondering if it ain't necessarily about him calling her out about the outfit, if it's that she found out that he was a hotep, because that's enough for me to call quits. I don't know about y'all. And apparently, because we saw this, Keke Palmer, who is the big boss, has turned this into an opportunity to capitalize, because she is now selling merch that says something to the effect of, "I'm Stevie Wonder to the BS," and it has a picture of her with some sunglasses on, and also a sweatshirt, a t-shirt, or a hoodie, or apparel that says, "I'm a mother," a play off of his tweet that said, "You a mom." Which is 100% support. Okay. When, if you going to be pulled into something, you better make some money off of it. If my name going to be all over the internet and in news publications, you better guess what? I'm going to give me some coins. So kudos to Keke. But what does all of this mean or say, or what's the summary? The summary is, when you get in relationships with people and you partner with them and you couple with them, you have children, y'all got to discuss everything. And there's different types of discussions that need to be had. There's discussions about relationships and standards and expectations when you're not in the public light. And there's expectations and standards and discussions around what you should and shouldn't do, or behaviors that are acceptable and unacceptable when you are in the public light. Because from where I'm standing and based on personal experiences, it seems like some men do get into relationships with women who are who have big personalities and they shine really bright, and the man doesn't necessarily like that, but sometimes he can think, if she get with me and I do something to like wife her and give her, put her in a relationship, we have a baby, that's gonna slow her down. I slowed her down. And when that does not happen, it backfires and that man can't handle it. Hence him being upset that Keke Palmer, who has always had the personality of Keke Palmer, goes to an Usher concert and behaves like Keke Palmer. You a mom. To me, what it sounded like is he thought her having a child was going to change who she was. And that is not the case. So from where I'm standing, if you're going to date somebody, date them for who they are. And if you don't like something that they do, ask them and talk to them about it. But if they don't want to change it, find somebody else that will do what you want them to do, instead of trying to punish someone for not being what you want and who you want. What do y'all think about it? What do y'all also think about dating down? Because another topic of discussion that came up about this is Keke Palmer is apparently and allegedly, because I don't know that man bank account in his pockets or what he do for a living, that she dating down. And if she didn't date down, she wouldn't be in this situation. Because D-Wade don't be saying shit to Gabrielle Union when she be walking around caked up, looking good. D-Wade shut his butt up. Because why? Because he married Gabrielle Union. Russell Wilson married Sierra. So he ain't saying nothing and talking down on her publicly when she is walking and presenting herself in the world as Sierra, the woman that he married. Those are two examples where you didn't date down. What do y'all feel about it? Do y'all think Keke Palmer shot herself in the foot by doing that? Do y'all think that ain't even the major factor, or it doesn't matter? Personally, y'all know I already talked about this. I don't support dating down. Okay, it can be very harmful. And we see in this case, it could possibly be what harmed Keke, or air quote harm, because she doing just fine from where I'm standing. Hit me up though. Let me know what y'all thoughts about this whole crazy situation regarding Keke Palmer and her baby daddy. Let me know. I'm at Kenelia on all social media, including Threads, which is now another social media app. There has also been a lot going on with the Supreme Court, with the rights of people of color and minorities in this country. We saw that affirmative action was struck down by the Supreme Court. except in the cases of the military academy, because they don't mind if you if race is a factor when recruiting you to die for the country. But if it means getting an education, that we got to stop there. Okay, we got to stop there, according to the 6th conservative justice in the Supreme Court. But another thing that happened is, as you all know, the Tulsa massacre that happened, I don't have the calculation of how many years ago in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You all know that was a race-based massacre that started because a white woman lied and said that a young black man assaulted her in an elevator, and it turned into an entire community being burned to the ground, hundreds of black people being murdered, and thousands being displaced. It's even called the Tulsa Race Massacre. But this past weekend, or week, by the time this comes out, an Oklahoma judge dismissed the Tulsa Race Massacre's reparations case that was filed by the last known survivors. And it was filed basically with the stance of they cannot challenge it. Like, so this is it. This is it. Now, a couple of things. This is why this battle over critical race theory and banning books is so important. Because what is happening here and in places like Florida and Texas, they are literally scrubbing U.S. history of the things that have happened and all history and accounts related to black people and racism in order to at some point in the near future say there is no argument for affirmative action like we saw what just happened. There is no argument for reparations on a large scale basis because, according to history books, none of this ever happened. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They're scrubbing it. So it can basically shut us up and shut our arguments up. They're trying to rewrite history. And if we don't do something or stand up or make noise, it's going to keep happening. So, you know, that's why this is so important. But also, what this probably could have did, and maybe what they were thinking, is if they give them reparations for the violence that was brought against these black people in this black community, that could blow the door open for other people who were victims or their families were victims of race massacres to then file lawsuits as well. Because as we all know, these things have happened across the country for hundreds and hundreds of years. Hell, I just watched Rosewood on Tubi the other day. As a reminder, they did the same thing in Rosewood as well as other places. So again, they're trying to stop this reparations conversation. And again, it is my opinion, it's just pure hatred. Like, it takes, I can't imagine knowing that something happened and hearing accounts from people who were actually there to witness it, and knowing for a fact that all of this property, millions of dollars, was lost and burned at the hands of racists, and then to declare that there is no grounds to pay those people back for the things that they lost. That is hatred. That is hateful. So those are just a few things that, amongst others, that really stand out to me. But what I do hope that continues to happen, I do hope that as we as black people start to uncover more and more history, that we start to go and attempt to get our shit back. We saw that with Bruce's Beach here in LA County. Well, it's not LA County, it's south. It's in Newport or Manhattan Beach, I forget which one. Beautiful beach area. But the Bruce family, who the original owners of the beachfront property lost it to eminent domain, the family got it back, but recently had to sell it back to LA County for a large sum of money because there was nothing that they could do because of where the property was situated and laws and ordinance attached to the property. So they got it, couldn't do nothing with it, so ended up having to sell it back anyway. There are thousands and thousands of acres of land in the South that were seized illegally due to murder and hate crimes, lies and deceit, that if Black people dug up them records, they probably could have a case to get their land back. I just read an article, baby, for about some land in the Sacramento area where a place where I believe like a historical railroad museum or some type of city, a major city building is in place and sitting on top of land that is still technically owned by the Black man who was ran off of it almost, I believe, 100 years ago. And the family is in the process of attempting to try to get they shit back. As much as we want widespread reparations, and we should still go move forward with that fight, and we should still be loud with it, I really want us individually as Black families to do the digging in the history of our own family legacy, to find the cases where all of this happened, and then start to make the claim to take it back. That's what I want for us. That is what I want for us. I don't know of any family stories like that in my, you know, on my sides where that could have happened. Those, and if so, it hadn't trickled down, but it could be a case like that one. And like I mentioned in Sacramento, because apparently, and I was reading the article, the family right now did not know until somebody decided to do an ancestry DNA test or do some digging and they discovered this. So let's go. The moral of the story is, because I'm rambling, we need to get our shit back. But what do y'all think? What do y'all think about the Tulsa case? What do y'all think about reparations overall? What did y'all think about affirmative action being struck down? Hit me up about all of them. Let me know your thoughts. You can find me on social media. And lastly, y'all, I am now on Threads and Spill in addition to all of the other 7 million social media platforms. You can find me on Threads at Kenelia because it's linked to Instagram. If you've been out the loop, that is the new Twitter style platform that is linked to Facebook and Instagram. So it just takes your Instagram account and just automatically signs you up with the same follower count, if you want, and the same username as your Instagram profile. And then Spill, which was created by some of the Black ex-Twitter employees, I'm on there as well. I'm at Kenelia on Spill on that platform. Because apparently, y'all, there's some new Kenelias out here, some young Kenelias that be jumping on these platforms and be taking my username and then don't even be using it. I'm really upset. So I've been pissed off trying to figure out how to take my name back on TikTok and on Spill. If y'all have any ideas, let me know. But like I said, there's some new Cornelias out here that will be jumping on it, and I don't appreciate it. If you listening, you're dead wrong. But you can find me on those platforms now, too. I'll be chit-chatting it up, mostly on Threads, though, just because it's a more seamless interface. But I'm going to try to keep up on Spill as well. So hit me up on those sites and let me know if you've been on there as well. Again, you can find me at Cornelia on Threads and at Cornelia on Spill on Spill. On this week's episode, we talked about Keke Palmer and the happenings between her and her baby daddy based on the reaction that he had while she was at the Usher concert and her body was bodying. Okay, we talked about that whole scenario. We also quickly discussed the Tulsa race massacre descendants being rejected for their claim for reparations, and also gave a quick update on my new Threads and Spill account. So you can find me on both of those platforms. Hit me up and let me know what you thought about all of these topics or not, and I'll check back with you guys next time. That's it for this week's episode of Black News, y'all. Thanks again. Thank you. And thank you again so much for sticking with us, supporting the podcast, liking and subscribing on all apps where podcasts can be heard, rating 5 stars, and leaving a comment.
It helps more than you know. So I really, really appreciate it. And keep sharing Black news with all of your friends and family. Be sure to hit me up on social media if you got ideas for topics. Or just hit me up in general to let me know you've been listening. Let me know your thoughts. I'm at Kenelia on all platforms across the board. That's at Kenelia, like Kenny and Ophelia. Also, check my website. I got some shows coming up in a Los Angeles County. Hopefully get on the road soon. But for now, if you're in the LA area, hit me up. Check Kenelia.com for show dates and details. And as always, thanks again so much, guys. I hope you have a fantastic week. Keep supporting, keep growing, keep building, keep staying safe, and keep staying healthy. As always, again, I'll see you back here next time, same place. Bye.